For the past 15 years, I've had the honor of doing prison ministry. And today I want to just share a story about one particular inmate. There's many stories to share, but I want to talk about this particular inmate named Ryan. That's the name I'm giving him today. When I first met Ryan, we came in to do prison ministry, and we generally come in and greet the guys. We have usually a dozen to 15 guys, and we do what's called a bread of life service, and then we also offer the Eucharist to Catholic inmates. In that time, we also read the gospel and talk about the gospel. But I noticed Ryan, it was one of the things that I looked at when he sat down. He sat very quietly. He had a brand new Bible on his lap, hadn't been touched. It's a paperback Bible, which we give out to the inmates if they choose. And he sat quietly, but I knew there was something going on with Ryan. Ryan seemed a little bit angry at the world. But fast forward about 5 to 6 months later, as we went back, now we don't see the inmates that often because of just the rotation of volunteers and the rotation of the inmates. There's a lot of pods to cover. But here was Ryan 5 or 6 months later. And what I observed was a totally transformed young man. The Bible which he had on his lap originally was no longer in perfect shape. The pages, the cover was dog-eared, the pages were marked up, and he had been using the Bible very faithfully. And so I asked the guys to share if there was anything on their heart that particular day. And Ryan raises his hands, much like a first grader who's just back to school from summer vacation, wanting to share the story of his summer. And Ryan said, yeah, I want to share something. I was invited to come to this 6 months ago by a group of guys. I didn't know who Jesus was. I never opened a Bible in my life. But in this time, I found a treasure. My life's been transformed. He said, I want to tell you something else. I was a guy who would fight at the drop of a hat. But 2 weeks ago, a guy approached me and was trying to get me to fight. And I walked away. And I said, wow, how did that make you feel? And he said, I felt empowered. It was kind of a big word to hear from someone, just or a powerful word. I felt empowered. He found that treasure. And in Matthew's gospel, we've noticed over the last 3 weeks, the unity of the gospels the past 3 Sundays, all talking about parables. And parables are not meant to obscure us or confuse us. In fact, parables are as much about hiding the truth as revealing it. The parables are intended to invite us deeper into meditation, challenge us to draw closer to God. So when Jesus talks about hiding through the parables, he doesn't mean that in a way that he doesn't want people to know. They're open to those who earnestly seek it. They're hidden to those that are too prideful to open their hearts to it. And it's revealed to us if our motives are right. The parables are intended to rattle our cage just a little bit, to transform us. This parable talks about selling all to buy this great pearl, taking every bit of it and using it to purchase this very unique and priceless gift. You know, when we look at our lives, we may not have to sell everything to get a gift. But what we have to do is rid ourselves of the things that maybe take our focus off Christ. Those are the things we need to rid ourselves of. The beautiful thing about this is this gift is free. It's free to us, costing us absolutely nothing. Yet do we take a hold of it? You know, the price was paid by Christ in his death on the cross. And the other beautiful gift that is given to us that we will receive in just a few minutes at this Mass is the Eucharist. given to us at no cost. And like the inmate Ryan, who found his treasure, we can choose to accept this great pearl at no cost to us, or we can walk away from this incredible treasure that we have. But it's really interesting, there's a really interesting paradox here. This gift is free for the taking. Yet if we choose not to take it, it could cost us everything. Think about that for a moment. This gift is free for the taking, but it could cost us everything. It could cost us our eternity with God in heaven.